Still rolling tide, a young dreamer found a stage inside. Steel pier lights and a summer sky. He learned how to laugh, how to leap, how to fly. By day on the beach, keeping watch on the blue. By night in a tux, making old songs new. From the lifeguard chair to the microphone, Jim brings every listener home. He's got a memory, a melody, a joke that lands right on time. It's the Jim Crane Show. He shared the bill with legends of the stage. Turned 50 years into a golden page. Casinos, clubs, and ships at sea. Every room became a family. Now the guests pull up a chair and stay with songs and stories from yesterday. Actors, singers, friends passing through. And Jim finds the magic hiding in the truth. With a wink, a song, a memory, he keeps the whole room bright. A little classic showbiz. It's the Jim Crane Show. Who's got the stories?
Jim Crane!
Who brings the music?
Jim Crane!
Who keeps Saturday swinging?
The Jim Crane Show.
Some voices fade when the curtain falls. Some keep echoing through it all. Through changing times and changing scenes, he keeps alive the songs and dreams. There's always room for one more friend, one more laugh before the ending. So turn it up and gather close. The show is starting. Here we go. It's the Jim Crane Show.
Gonna dream with me, and we'll go up the lazy river, where the robin song awaits the bright new morning, where we can look along. There may be blue skies up above. Everyone's in love. It's up the lazy river. How happy you could be. Up the lazy river. dream with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, 51 years in show business. It's me. There you go. Good afternoon, y'all. How you doing? How sweet it is. I'm in the Jackie Gleason kind of a mood today. Beautiful day here in downtown Pleasantville, New Jersey, at the Mom and Pop Music Shop at the Jersey Shore. 15 East Black Horse Pike in Pleasantville, New Jersey. We're only 8 miles outside of Atlantic City. You can hear the people crying, playing the slot machines from here, but that's another story. It is now 5 minutes past the hour, so let's hear that birdie just real quick. Okay. There you go. Well, he gets the full thing on this one. In my old show, he never got that long. But anyway, it is so nice to be here with you today. We're having our summer sizzle sale here at Pleasantville Music, and we got lots coming up here today on the big show. But we have to tell you about our sponsors, so give me the Pilgrim song, would you? This is the Duke Wayne telling you all about our sponsors, you know. And you got to remember the Joe Italiano's Maplewood Inns. And we can't answer that phone. The Maplewood Inns in Vineland, in Hamilton, and in Mays Landing. They are the best. Give them an ooh. Well, they got an on. That's even better. And Pilgrims, don't forget Pleasantville Music Shop, the Mom and Pop Music Shop at the Jersey Shore. It is the best.
Ooh.
And Got Beers Plus Pilgrims. Service is there specially for all your printing needs and getting your printers fixed or renting a printer. They are the best. The Matthews family in Egg Harbor Township.
Ah.
I'm sorry, I have to laugh. Anyway, let's not forget the Jonathan Pitney House and the Colonial Lens, the best bed and breakfasts here in Absecon, New Jersey, and in beautiful historic Smithville.
Ooh.
Righty then. All right, let's get back to Jim Crane, who's going to tell you what's going on here today. All right, give me an ooh.
Ooh.
I did it myself. Anyway, so let's see what we got here. So we got our welcome, and we got lots going on here this weekend here on the big show. And I already gave you the time. The weather here is partly sunny right now, so it's not too bad. And we're going to have a great guest today. We're going to have Lori Jacobson. Lori wrote several books about Hollywood and everything. She used to do stand-up, and she's really an interesting guest. She also is publicist for a lot of the child stars. She has a great book out about their favorite recipes. We're going to talk about that. But mainly we're going to talk about she was at the Beatles in Shea Stadium in '65. I was here in Atlantic City in 64 and saw the Beatles. So we're going to talk about the Beatles, you know, so that'd be nice, I think, anyhow. So let's see, what else do we have here? I lost my Crane's Picks thing, and I don't know what I did with it, but I'll fake it, okay? I had, you know, I write myself notes and lose them, so what are you going to do? We hope you will support our show and like our show on BBS. Radio.com. And if you want to call us, you can. Let's see. I'm getting that number again. My notes are all messed up here today, Don. I'm so sorry. Stand by. All right. Here we are. Please. No, that's not it. Okay. Thank you. We'll go over here. Thank you. All right. You can call us at 888-627-6008 if you'd like to say hello to us on the air here on the Jim Crane Show on a Saturday afternoon. But anyhow, so like I said, we're going to have Lori Jacobson. She's really cool, and her husband is actually the guy that plays Timmy in Lassie, and he's going to be on here with us. He may say hello. I don't know. I don't know if he's home in California right now, but we will find out. Right now, it's 3:13 on the big show. And let's see here. I got to give you these. Got a couple good jokes for you today, folks. Got some good ones. You know, I was walking home last night, folks, and I passed a hot fudge sundae, a lemon cheesecake, and a slice of apple pie. I thought to myself, there's something strangely deserted about the streets. Someone was a little slow. But I applied for a job at the diner. I told them I was really good and could bring a lot to the table. They just wanted to know if I could clear it off. Oh, this is a beauty. I love this one. What did the bra say to the hat? You go on ahead, and I'll give these two a lift. But I'm bummed. Thank you very much. And I'm going to give you this one. I have to, folks. I have to. I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm a stand-up comedian at heart, always been, 51 years in show business, I might add. This one's good. A genie granted this guy a wish. He says, I want to be happy. Now I'm living in a cottage with six other dwarfs and working in a mine. Hi-ho, hi-ho, bang. There we go. All right, it's getting close to our guest here. We just want to tell you about tomorrow is the big Steel Pier alumni reunion. That's right. I worked at Steel Pier for 10 years straight from 1963 until 1973. Took care of the diving horses. Hey, I shoveled horse poop, but I was in show business. But ank bunk, you can put it in there too. Anyway, anyhow, so we're going to have the big thing tomorrow. The weather's going to be absolutely perfect. If you worked at the Steel Pier or performed on the Steel Pier in Tony Grant's Stars of Tomorrow, Frankie Avalon is a member of that league, Bobby Rydell, Fabian, Connie Francis, they were all back in the day. Tony Grant was like the, Ted Mack, and he would get people to go to that. And Betsy Daly's going to be there, one of the... So if you were a Tony Grant dancer or performer... We want you, performer, get your lips in gear, performer. And but anyhow, and the Ed Hirsch Summertime at the Pier show. Okay. If you danced on that, then you got to come over and see us tomorrow. All right. Or like I said, if you just love going to the Steel Pier this year is 128 years old. And they've been there forever. And I'll tell you, I love the history of that place because growing up there, I saw every act there is. I started ushering in the music hall and the Marine Ballroom back in the day. Herman's Hermits, the Rolling Stones, the McCoys, Tommy James and the Shondells. I mean, Duke Ellington, Buddy Rich's big band, the Glenn Miller band under a lot of different directors and everything. And we had a big band show actually on the pier called the Steel Pier Big Band. And they have an album out still to this day that they recorded in New York. And that's where I got the idea to have my big band album, the Steel Pier Remembered Big Band, which is available right here at the Pleasantville Music Shop. We can sell you one right here. And I also wanted to tell you about Pleasantville Music Shop real quick, because, you know, we are selling vinyl here. I lost my record player. I am so sad, because this is one that's a Kenwood and it needs a new needle and all that stuff, and it's old, so it's really been hard for me to find it. But we are selling vinyl here at nice prices, you know. So, and we're not buying any, though, because I have plenty. And we have a lot of selections, a whole bunch of different stuff. And it's coming up on back to school time here at the Pleasantville Music Shop. And we do the rentals for all the schools in our local area. And, you know, to rent the instruments for kids to learn. And I think that's great. And I'm the rep for the schools and everything. And I love going to the schools, talking to the kids about learning music. Because I went to Holy Spirit Grammar School, and the one nun found out I could sing. So you know where I was every Sunday. But I owe my career to this nun. Her name was Sister Bernardo. Nicest lady you ever met, and could play a swinging organ. She was really good. And we sang for Bishop at Haddon Hall back in the day before it was resorts, and did a lot of performances. We had the pretty choir things and everything. But that's where I learned all about harmony. You know, the ba-ba-ba-ba, which is kind of interesting. But anyway... So I just want to do one more time check here. It's 3:19 on the program, live from Pleasantville Music. Give me that birdie one more time, will you, Don, please? See, Don Imus had a duck, I got a cuckoo. That's the way it is. That's called the dance of the cuckoo, the ones about Laurel and Hardy. All right, we got to get the Godfather in for the Maplewood. So let's have his music, please. Mr. Godfather, all of the Hamilton, all of the Maplewood inns in Vineland, in Mays Landing, and of course in Hamilton. The best Italian food you're ever going to eat, unless your mother made it. That's the way I look at it. Jimmy Italiano, he is one of the absolute best. And all three of these locations serve the gnocchis, the veal parm, the pasta vazzula. They give you this beautiful salad and garlic bread, even before you eat. And, I'm telling you, they can cater your parties, and they love it. So go online and check out the Maplewood Inns. Like I said, they're in Hamilton, New Jersey, and they're in Vineland, New Jersey, and down there in Mays Landing, New Jersey. The Godfather gives them three thumbs up, and their food is fantastic. All right, so that's the Godfather here on a Saturday afternoon, the Jim Crane Show. I broke up with my old girlfriend, Lorraine, because I was seeing another girl named Claire Lee. But now the good news is I can see Claire Lee now because Lorraine is gone. Oh, here's another. Go on Facebook. We're on Facebook, you know, under Jim Crane, C-R-A-I-N-E, friend me. And I also have some tickets to give away for the Steel Pier. So if you want to win them, we'll open the phones up after we talk to Lori. So I guess we're going to get her on the phone now. But your vet will not tell you this, Don. He will not tell you this. But if you have a dog that has a fever, try mustard. Best thing on a hot dog. I tell you that. You're going to lock me up, I swear to God. And we also want to remind you that Stan Richards and Sandy Fontana are over at the Cove in Brigantine tonight and tomorrow night. And we might go over there after dinner. I mean, after the show at Steel Pier tomorrow afternoon and visit them. And they do a great job, and they have great food over there. It's on Brigantine Boulevard in Brigantine, New Jersey. So we're going to get our guest on the phone. And I had one more here. I love this one today. This is in the news today. I do that news voice. In the news today, Tesla founder Elon Musk is originally from South Africa, which is kind of strange. You think he must have been from Madagascar. We hope you're enjoying the Jim Crane Show. We got more music coming up, and we're going to be talking to Lori about the Beatles in Atlantic City. I was there. I went to that show on August I think it was August 30th, 1964. And I got to go because I was working at the pier. And my boss was the electrician on the steel pier. And he was also the guy that took care of the convention hall. And he wanted to know if I wanted to go. So I said, sure. And it was at 8:30 at night. My mother didn't care. Go. She didn't care. And I went, and they had Jackie DeShannon was on there first. And she sang, and everybody was quiet. Okay. And then when it was High Lit, one of our biggest DJs from around here, he was rated up there with Cousin Brucey. He was from WIBG in Philly back in the day. And as soon as he said, "Here's the Beatles," it went. And they sang. Oh, yeah. They sang. The first song was Twist and Shout. And all you heard was "Shake It Up, Baby." It was so loud. And I was way up in the balcony on the right-hand side of the stage. I could see them perfectly. But, you know, and one of our local guys, Larry Kane, was their publicist. And that was like one of his first jobs, you know. And anyway, so I guess we're getting our guest now. It's getting close to that time. So I don't know what else to talk about, but we want to say congratulations to the Atlantic City Beach Patrol, my beach patrol. That's the one I worked on. They won the Gouties last night, and they are, I think they're 7-0 this year. So they did, they did really good. So that's a cool thing. I'm really glad they did that. And like I said, make sure during these summer months, only swim at a beach that has lifeguards, okay? It can get dangerous out there, and they're going to help you. That's the way it works. So just make sure. And when the beach closes, get out of there. How about that kid that was in Cape May? He ended up up there with the president and everything because he stayed afterwards, and, he was there after the beach closed. And a lot of people keep that. I had so many arguments with people, you know, about getting out of the water at the end of the day. And it was like, you know, they'd argue with you and say, I have the right to be here. And the ocean's like crazy. You know, those rip currents are just not nice. And we did a lot of after hours rescues back in the day and everything else. So anyway, just remember, swim at the lifeguard stations when they're open. Most of them are 10 to 6 every day, all up and down the Jersey Shore here, or where you live here listening to us on VBS Radio. All right. So, like I said, we're going to have our guest about the Beatles in Atlantic City, and that's our good friend Lori Jacobson. So I guess we're getting her on the phone, and Don will let me know online here, and we're going to talk to her, and that's going to be a good thing here on the Saturday afternoon extravaganza known as the Jim Crane Show. It feels so good to be back. I want to give a shout-out to Les Saltzman down in Palm Beach with the horsies. And he used to rent the horses on the beach back in the day with his family and had the My Way Lounge. And, oh, his end is near. No, it's not right. Anyway, so we got Les listening today. Lorraine is listening. We told her joke a little while ago. Big fan of the Jim Crane Show. We hope Justin McCarthy's out there listening today, my former producer at the Jim Crane Show back when we were on the air for 14 years. I was a disc jockey, and I've had this voice since I was a child. And I used to call people up. See, when you didn't have that, you know, you could see it, you know, you didn't know who it was. And I would go, hey, you just won $1 million on the cash call. Do you know the code? You know, and they'd be like, ah, you know, that was pretty cool. Ladies and gentlemen, she was just 17. You know what I mean. Lori Jacobson's on the phone, and I'm still madly in love with her. Don't tell John. Hey, Lori, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, yeah, that's the crowd. You know, when Connie Francis was on the show, Lori, she thought I really had an audience.
Oh, God bless her.
So I miss her. I love Conchetta. I had her twice here on the show, as a matter of fact. And I saw her at Steel Pier many a time back in the day. How is Timmy? Is he staying away from the well and everything?
Yes, he is. He's doing just great.
He had that event in Wayne, New Jersey. Oh, what a city slicker. He was in Wayne, New Jersey doing a collie thing last week. And yeah. You guys are big pet advocates, right? I mean, you know, you sponsor all the things about, you know, getting a dog from a shelter instead of getting a breed or whatever. But that's really
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to invite your listeners to go to provostpets.com. We have created a wonderful CBD product for dogs and for cats that helps keep them calm in stressful situations. Fireworks, going to the vet. Some animals hate riding in the car. Separation anxiety is a big deal. And our product our product also helps with arthritis and joint pain that comes
with age.
Like, I would know nothing about that.
Yeah, I've been pet-free for... I'm sorry. I have been pet-free for quite a while. I had a couple of dogs. I had an Airedale that was crazy. I mean, that dog... and they're such a great breed. But I had her for like 15 years. And she didn't like the fireworks. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. She was like right next to you, shaking. It was really something. Did you hear that joke I told? Huh?
Were you on hold?
The one about the hot dog? The hot dog. That's all.
No, I missed that one.
Well, you didn't, it's something your vet will never tell you, right? If your dog has a fever, best thing for a hot dog is mustard. Anyway, anyway, so now you still have all of your great books. And I didn't know you did stand up. How long did you do stand up?
You know, not that long. I'll tell you, I was in a comedy improv workshop that was run by the late, great Harvey Lembeck.
Oh, yeah.
And some of my classmates were the as yet undiscovered comedians, Robin Williams.
There you go.
John Ritter, John LaRoquette, and a bunch of other people, and they all came from the world of stand-up. So I thought I would give that a try, and I did it for a short time, and it was like the more I did it, the worse I got. I started out good, but like people kept giving me advice, and I just thought, you know, there weren't that many women doing it, and it was going to be like 2 o'clock in the morning. You'd be lucky to go on in a smoke-filled room. And so I thought,
what clubs did you work?
Comedy Store.
No, did you work the store? Yeah.
I'll
tell you a neat Robin Williams story. I was working at the Sands. We used to do this game show called the Island Sweepstakes, and it was in the showroom, and I was in my tuxedo like Monty Hall, you know, and I gave away cars and money and all this stuff, and then they used to have a big dinner and everything. Now, that particular night at the Sands Hotel and Casino, Robin was there with Eddie Murphy's band, the Busboys, at 12 o'clock. So we got done at 10. So I'm walking out of the stage area, and I turn the corner, and there's Robin. He's standing right there, and he's in full morgue. You know, it was him. and I walked over to him and put my hand out, and he goes, "Hello, mustache person. How are you?" You know, like that. And it was so neat to talk to him. And then there was a bar, like, right across the street. It was called the Colonial Inn across the street. The Colony. And it was like, and it was open all the time and had a pool, and everybody used to go there and stuff. It was right across the street from the Sands. And we took him over there. And I mean, the place went ballistic. You know, you're hanging out with him, you know. I always wanted to meet Larry.
The funniest man in the world.
Oh, he was. And I felt so bad, you know, because.
Terrible.
There was, I've seen many a comic, including myself, who never devastated like he did. I mean, and so fast.
Yes.
I mean, he used to amaze me how he could ad lib. I mean, he used to ad lib like no tomorrow.
He was singular the way his brain worked, you know, and everybody knew it. There was not another brain like it.
Nope.
Not really. And on top of that, he was the kindest man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, gentle and sweet and fun.
He was great. I love
that
video.
I never ever could have predicted what happened to him.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
I love that video when he's with the ape. I mean, that's one of my favorite ones to watch. You know, when he's with the ape that talked or did sign language.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Coco.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
I mean, and watching Comic Relief with, like, Don Rickles ripping them like no tomorrow. I mean, that was real comedy to me. And it's really something. I'm going to ask you, do you have any contact with John? I'd love to talk to Larroquette. I would love to talk to Fielding. That would be awesome. So if you could work that out for me, I know you do that kind of stuff.
I'll see what
see what you can do. And you said Billy Gray's still doing pretty good. I had him on 3 times thanks to you. And we had so many great, and then I had Kitten, and that was really cool. And rest in peace, Kitten.
Yeah, Billy's still active, you know. I book him at shows, and he loves to go. And he, you know, he's kind of the grandpa of our group, you know, in the baby boomers. He's well into his 80s, and he is amazing.
And, I love talking to him about the day the earth stood still. I mean, come on. I watch that. Joanne gets mad at me because I watch a lot of old movies. And when that's on, I'm going to watch it, you know, just to hear Nikto, you know, just to get that word, you know. But and you handle a lot of people, don't you? You still have what was her name? The girl from Dennis the Menace? I can't remember her name.
Oh, Margaret. Course.
Spooky Margaret,
Jeannie Russell, yes, of course.
I'd love to talk to her in the future because she's a chiropractor. She's a chiropractor, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I go to a chiropractor, so we'll have something in common.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have oodles in common.
It's true, yes. And, and you still have copies of, now let's get to the Beatles. Did you go to Shea Stadium?
No, I did not.
You did not.
I'm trying to think how old I would have been, 65.
65, so yeah.
So I was about 12, and I was at summer camp, I'm sure, when that occurred. And besides that, I lived in St. Louis.
That would be a long walk, you know.
My parents wouldn't have let me quite go that far. But I did see them in St. Louis the following year in 66. Wow. So I have seen the Beatles, and it is memorable. But that Shea Stadium concert, that changed everything. I mean, everything, not just concerts, but, for example, as you said, the screaming began. They 2 years later, they still opened with Twist and Shout. I think that's so funny. Yeah. But the second they started, nobody could see them. They were like little ants down there. And nobody could hear them. And technology woke up the next morning and said, this is the future, and we have failed. And when you think that just 4 years later, there was Woodstock with half a million people, and everybody could see the people on stage. They had invented the screens. They didn't have those back at Shea. And they had improved the sound system.
Oh, yeah, that was a sure vocal smasher. That's what that was called. Those things on those sticks, that's the name of that PA, a sure vocal smasher. That's what we always called them. And, like I said, I saw them at Convention Hall here, and I only stayed for one song. But we had a Hard Day's Night that whole summer in the movie theater at Steel Pier. And you had to tell the girls to shut up. And I can act out that whole movie. And the other one, Help, it was the same situation. You had to tell the girls to shut up. You know, it was there for the whole summer. And that's the other one that I can act out the whole thing. You know. It's like, and one of my favorite scenes in that whole thing is when he has his hand in the mailbox. And they grab him, and John goes, "What are you doing? Posting a letter?" This was like, you know, I mean, it's just like so funny. The Beatles will always be there. They'll always be there.
Yeah. And, when I interviewed people for...
it's called Top of the Mountain, right? And you get it on Amazon, or where do we get it?
Sure, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Provost Pets, either way. And if you get it at Provost Pets, I can sign it to you.
Isn't that nice? And also, you have that book. No, go ahead. Talk about the Top of the Mountain.
It's called Top of the Mountain because several years later, John was out with Sid Bernstein, who was the promoter of that concert, and they were reminiscing about it. And John turned to Sid and said, "I saw the top of the mountain on that unforgettable night." And it truly was the absolute peak of Beatlemania. You know, they played Shea Stadium the following year, and it wasn't even a sellout because John had made those "we're more popular than Jesus" comments, and things dropped off. That moment when they walk out onto the field at Shea and they see for the first time that anyone saw 56,000 people gathered in one place to hear them, you know, they had been frightened. They didn't know what to expect. The mayor of New York said, if 10,000 of those people decide to rush the stage, we're screwed. There'd be nothing we could do.
And those broads were going nuts. I mean, you remember on the Ed Sullivan Show, I mean, there are stories about those girls that they picked them out in the audience and everything. And I just watched the video of when Paul was on with David Letterman. And he says, "Well, how come you never wanted to be on our show?" And he goes, "I don't like the show. It stinks." I thought that was great. I said, only he could get away with saying that to Letterman. You know, that was amazing. I'll tell you. Have you ever met any of them or no?
No, I haven't.
You never got to meet them. I was this close one time when Paul was here. A guy that's on my big band album, Vic Powell, is a sax teacher back from the day. And this is when he was married, right after Linda had passed, and he was here in Atlantic City. And he had the new wife, and she played sax. So my buddy that used to teach here, he says, "I'm going over to Convention Hall. I got to teach Paul McCartney's wife." I said, "What?" I said, "Can I go?" You know, he's like, "No, you can't go." And he went over there, and they invited his whole family to come to Convention Hall to see the show. And that was really cool. And the old guy, Vic Powell, he's on my album. He has passed, but he was one of the best musicians here in Atlantic City, and he thought that was, and Paul sat with him after he taught the lesson, and they just reminisced about teaching. And can you imagine? I mean, how cool that must have been, you know? And Vic Powell is the only person I know that told Frank Sinatra when they were playing in Palm Springs that he didn't want to come back to his house. He's the only person I know that could get away with it. I mean, you know, that's unbelievable. But talk a little bit before we run out of time here. Talk a little bit about the one book I really love that I gave away to my sister-in-law, the one with the recipes. Talk about that.
Oh, well, I have two. I think the one you mean is TV Dinners.
Yeah, TV Dinners. That's it. Yeah.
Well, as you mentioned, my husband is John Provost from Lassie.
That's right. And I just keep him away from well. That's all I'm worried about. You know, it's
and I have had the enormous pleasure over these last 30 years to be friends with all of his peers, his friends from back in the day, Angela Cartwright, Bill Mooney, Stan and Barry Livingston, Paul Peterson, Jay North. The list goes on and on. And they're wonderful people. And, you know, their generation ushered in television popularity.
TV history. And the Beaver, everybody, Dennis, you know.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody. I mean, and this book, it gives all of their favorite recipes. Even Tony Dow, the Beef's in there. Everybody's in it, right?
So many of these shows were on at dinner time that TV dinners were actually invented for this generation. And the TV trays and all the accoutrement that went with it. And so I had this lovely idea to bring the TV dinners generation together. And there's a biography of each person. There's 40 former kid stars in the book.
Right.
And there's a bio of each one and lots of photos. And then their favorite recipe from back in the day. And today.
It's awesome. It's been really a great book. And get it. It's a great, great book to have on the in the coffee table, you know, and let everybody look at.
If you're a baby boomer, believe me, your childhood is in there.
And Billy Mumy and Angela are coming to Philly. And I already told William, you must be on my show, you know, so we can get you a plug. Because don't forget, I'm 60 miles from Philly. And I want to go see him.
So, and also, at the end of September, John and I will be in Quakertown.
Oh, there you go.
We are going, get this, we are going to a tavern that was built in 1747. It was built in 1747, and 200 years.
Did Lincoln stay there? That's what I always say.
And 200 years after that, a man named Eric Knight went there every day with his typewriter and his collie dog, and he wrote the novel Lassie Come Home.
No kidding.
Oh, and that is all the Lassie movies and the TV shows are all based on that book. They thought it would be an incredible full circle for John to be there. So we're coming on a Sunday afternoon, September 27th. We will both be there.
We'll talk again, and that's when I get to talk to the boy from the well. Okay, I gotta get you. I'll get you back on, and we're gonna plug that and make sure if you can post that on. Get John to post that on Facebook so I can write it down and everything. I know your computer is probably still dead, right?
No, it's coming back to life.
Oh, my God. Lori, you don't know how nice it is that you guys are my friends. I can call Beave my friend. You know, I haven't talked to Jerry in quite a while, but I do still get emails. I appreciate so much that I got to talk to Tony Dow a couple of times. And, you know, I've spoken. Oh, he was such a sweetheart.
He was.
And, what's his name? Max Gale, Wojo. I mean, Wojo was so great.
Yeah, Max is a trip.
Max is the best, man. I get such a kick out of him, you know. And I still watch those reruns. So before we let you go, give your website again.
ProvostPets.com.
There you go. And that's a great thing. And you're on Facebook still and all that good stuff. Make sure
I'm on Facebook.
Make
Instagram.
Sure you tell Johnny that I said hello. And if you see Paul Peterson or any of those guys and Chip and everybody, you know, tell them I said hello. I'm back with Harlan Bowl too, my good buddy from California. And
he's a great guy.
Talking to a lot of other people, but I want to get Billy set back up. I want to talk about the day the earth stood still again.
All right, I'll make that happen.
And I have to call my friend Sarah Karloff because she loves how good I do of her father. he was the best. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. All right, my dear. You stay well.
Right,
thanks
Jim.
For being on the
Great
Jim Grinch show.
To you.
And we love you. And you just go on bbsradio.com and you'll be able to hear this whole interview later on this week. Okay?
Fabulous.
Thanks for being with me. Very nice
My
of you.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye, dear. Thank you.
Bye, Judy.
All right. I think we're going to a commercial here for the Maplewood, and then we'll be right back on the Jim Crane Show.
Sit down to a better meal. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the feel. Joe Italiano's knows you well. Famous salad and garlic bread. Open 60 years, but years ahead. There's none better as far as we can tell. Joe Italiano's Maplewood Inn. It's your favorite place from the moment you walk in.
The Maplewood Italian Inn. Go to them as soon as you can. You'll have the best Italian food you ever ate.
Joe Italiano's Maplewood Inn. It's your favorite place from the moment you walk in.
And that's from the, that's a retro commercial. He had that made back in the 70s. I mean, it's like, and it still applies. I mean, like I said, you want to go to the Maplewood and you want to make sure that you, you know, support local businesses, support your small businesses, because they got this whole thing with Fauci. I can't wait till he has to pay everybody back. But that's another story. I'm just saying, support your local businesses, the small businesses, because they're, you know, like us, we're a mom and pop store. And, you know, we can take care of all your musical needs here at Pleasantville Music. So it's a really good thing. So, like I said, next week, I don't know what we're going to be doing, but we're going to be talking about something. So don't forget the Steel Pier Alumni Reunion tomorrow. And speaking of the Steel Pier, here's the big band doing one of my favorite instrumentals that we do with the band. It's called Have You Met Miss Jones? Big Band, the album is available right here at the Pleasantville Music Shop. Well, it's time to play our bye-bye theme. Hope we're going to see everybody tomorrow at the Steel Pier Alumni Reunion or stop in and say hi to us here at Pleasantville Music Shop. All right, let's go to the nice bye-bye theme and in the words of the great Red Skelton, good night, everybody, and God bless. Thank you. Thank you.
Another story, another song, another hour has rolled along. But the laughter and the memories keep shining when the lights are gone. From the boardwalk to your radio, where old friends meet and new ones grow, Jim Crane will leave the light on till it's time for the next show.
So long.
But never goodbye. Keep a little music in your heart and a little laughter in your soul. We'll meet again where the good times start on the Jim Crane Show. Join Jim Crane Saturdays from 2 to 3 Central on BBS Radio TV Station 1.